Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm curious, are you wondering, how do I build a business online when I'm multi-passionate or I solve more than one problem and I need clarity around figuring out what to focus on? Okay, listen, this is a very real feeling. I have been there myself, and I was just asked this question recently. So today's episode is going to help you answer that question. All right, let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer, and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. And by the way, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome back. This has been an amazing week. Actually, the last 2 weeks, we've been deep diving into course creation and online business fundamentals. So if that is on your heart and something you are knee deep in, maybe you're already doing an online business, but you're like, how do I make this thing scalable? It's great conversations to go back and listen to for this week. By the way, also, I want to mention next Wednesday, we are hosting a How to Build a Profitable Course workshop at 8:30 a.m. Pacific time. I want to invite you to that because one thing I've started to realize is just like the conversation we're going to dig into today, oftentimes having somebody to talk to, iterate your ideas is what you need. You just need somebody to say, yes, do it. No, don't do it. I mean, goodness sakes, the clarity that can come from a conversation can be so helpful. That's what I'm offering to you Wednesday. So you can come in, take the training, and then stick around at the end. And I will hang on the call for about 30 minutes to answer questions. So it's a good time for you to get anything like that you've been wondering about answered. Okay, again, that's Wednesday. So register in the link below or go to bizinaboxsolutions.com/courses. Okay, so here you are. You've got an online business and you're trying to clarify your messaging. And if you listen to our four-part framework yesterday, one of the key frameworks was to focus on one message, one problem you solve, okay? And you're thinking to yourself, I solve two problems, two very different problems. So let's say, for example, you are a photographer and you have a photography business and you want to scale your business. You need to bring people in who are photographers, but you want to teach them to do photography sort of your way. Like you're willing to take a younger apprentice type of photographer and you want to teach them because maybe finding another photographer who's already built an established business isn't really right for you because now you have to outsource your clients and that's not what you're thinking. So you've got one problem is you want to be able to pull back how much time you're working, or you want to expand your income by being able to have a team of photographers. But you want them to do things a certain way, okay? You're thinking the problem I have is I need to teach this person how to do things my way. So I need to build maybe an online course for them. Okay, that's great. But maybe also you're thinking, and maybe I could also teach other photographers how to scale their business in a specific way. Maybe you do a specific type of photography and you want to teach somebody how to build a business for themselves and expand. So you've got two separate problems because One is talking to people that you're going to have them come in and they don't want to build a business. You want to teach them the photography side, the art of the photography. And then the other one is more of like business focused. Let's just use those two general examples. This can apply to a lot of people. I mean, it could be apply to coaches, it could apply to virtual assistants, it could apply to, online business managers. It doesn't really matter what you do. If you're trading time for money and you want to solve your problem, either one of two ways. You either want to hire more team, or maybe you'll just build an online course teaching other people how to do it, and you'll make passive income that way eventually, scalable income. Two very different avatars, right? Two different types of people. For the photographers we want to train, these might be the young students who are very creative and passionate and want to do something with photography, but don't really know where to get started, or they don't want to run a business. They're a whole breed of people just in and of themselves. And then on the other hand, you've got people who might already be a photographer and they're in the same position where they're burning out because they're working too many hours, and you want to teach them how to expand in a various way. So it's a whole different set of problems. So we've clearly identified that we have two separate problems. Now the question is, where do you, my dear friend, where do you spend your energy and your time? What is the fastest path? On one hand, you think, well, the fastest path to get me out of working so hard is to hire more people. You might think that. But the fact of the matter is, here's the bottom line. You will be creating more work for yourself that way. Because as these people come in and start taking the course and start learning how to be a photographer, now you have to manage their schedules and get them booked and answer their questions and check their work. And you get my gist. You create a whole new ball of wax, which is not a bad ball of wax. Every business is going to have that, okay? But it is going to not give you as much time freedom as what you might be thinking right now, okay? It sounds nice, like I could just ship them off to all these projects and it'll get done. But on the flip side, now you also will have people quit, not want to do it, not be able to meet that demand with the schedule, etc. They may not have the same work ethic as you. I mean, I could go on. Like the things that will come up, you can't even foresee yet because you haven't gone down that road. Also, and this is really where it boils down to, is about money. Which problem that you solve are people willing to pay more for? Which problem will generate you the most income is not probably going to be the young, starving student type who wants to be a photographer, maybe. You know what I mean? Those people will pay a $100 entry fee, $200 entry fee, and by entry fee, I mean like a course fee, and create you a bunch of problems, right? The other side of the coin, helping other photographers solve a serious problem in their business, they will pay more for that, first of all, because the reward is bigger. Plus, they have the capital to invest because they have a business, they have a stream of income already. Do you see the difference? So, if you're in a position where you have legitimately two different problems that you solve, and you're sitting here like, okay, I get it, Lindsay, you're saying to only focus on one, but I really feel called to do this one first. Do the one that's going to be the most profitable because cash is king. When you have the cash flow, okay, you now have the freedom to be pickier about what clients you work with one to one, to raise your prices and risk losing a few projects a year, to dictate the time that you're going to work and let go of projects that you aren't going to do because they're going to fall onto time that you want to have a vacation or family time or whatever. My point is, when you have a cash flow coming in another way, boom, your problem is solved. Now, at the same time, if it just so happens that these other photographers happen to be in your area, maybe you do sublet a job to them or just have them pay you a fee for a lead, okay? There's flexibility when you have cash coming in. That's the point of what I'm trying to say. So it isn't so much about the passion. I mean, maybe your heart is really, really focused on, helping these young upcoming photographers build a business around something they love to do. That is, you would call that a passion project. solve your financial problem, solve your time problem first, go after the larger ticket item, and then when you have more time freedom, build your second course for the other people. And then you have a lot less pressure because you could sell the course, let them go, and maybe do a mastermind. So the ones who are really serious do some group coaching with you, and that's the end of it. You don't need to plan on, like, they're not your employees, so to speak. The good ones could be, but you can start to choose and be picky about who works for you. So at the end of the day, what I'm saying is if you have two problems you solve, choose the one that more people are willing to pay more for. Simple. That's that. 9 minutes in, I get to the point. I hope that's helpful though. By the way, if you have a question that you want answered, there is a link in the description. It's a SpeakPipe link, and it takes you to a website where you could record your question, and I will play that for you on the podcast with an episode around it that is your answer. So we'll answer your question right here on the podcast. So click that link. It's the SpeakPipe link, and you just push the button. Gives you 90 seconds to ask me your question, give a little backstory, and then I will play that and make an episode out of it. All right? Okay, my dear friends, I appreciate you so much. I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday.